Shields Gazette. I'm Dominic Skerr, joined by Miles Starforth. And Miles, I don't know about you, but I've got a bit of a spring in my step today. Great result for Newcastle against Everton, 3-1 win, back-to-back wins as well. How are you feeling about everything at the moment?
I'm still smiling. Same here. And I think everyone who was there last night and many more watching will be the same. What a difference a win makes. What a difference two wins makes. We've all known wins will get the team out of trouble, but back-to-back wins is what's really going to elevate the team. And it's lifted the club out of the relegation zone for the first time in more than 4 months. And it's lifted the city, the fan base. What a difference a few weeks makes.
Yeah, 3-1 win. Jamal Lascelles' own goal sort of proved to be a bit of a catalyst for Newcastle because they responded really quickly. Jamal Lascelles himself playing a key role. Mason Holgate own goal. Then Ryan Fraser and Kieran Trippier netted their first goals for the club to secure a big 3 points. And Miles, it was just sort of one of those evenings at St. James's Park where that was the war flags display, the atmosphere in general, and Newcastle scoring more than one goal for the first time in 10 matches. How do you reflect on the game itself?
Well, firstly, before a ball was kicked, you've got to pay tribute to war flags and what they did last night and what they've been doing since they returned to the stadium. It was incredible. Just imagine as a player walking out and seeing that. The crowd were up for the game and so were the fans. The noise, I thought, from very early in the game was incredible. I don't know how that came across on TV, but inside the stadium, it was electric. We haven't seen and heard St. James's Park like too many times in the last few years. You think like a few months ago, and the top, things were toxic. Mike Ashley was owner, Steve Bruce was manager. What a difference things are today. Of course, there's still an awful lot of football to be played. The club's position is still perilous, but you can look at the league table this morning and see some hope there. There's a bit of momentum. There's a lot of positivity. There's a bit more quality in that squad, as you said, after the window. And you can see a way out of this.
Yeah, just on the atmosphere, I mean, given how special St. James's Park is in terms of the atmosphere in a relegation battle like you touched on, it's almost scary to think what it could be like if, fingers crossed, Newcastle were competing at the right end of the table.
Yeah, and you think Dan Byrne, one of the signings, didn't get on for his debut last month. He was in the East Stand back in the days when the club was in the Champions League. We remember those nights, how special they were. But you think back to the Mike Ashley era, we've had some good times under Rafa, of course, but you've got to think back to the Bobby Robson era, since the club was last really competing at the top end, at the very top end of the table. And you just imagine what it would be like now if the club can, in time, and we know this isn't going to happen overnight, return to the top end of the table, competing for European football, competing for a place in the top six and beyond.
Yeah, it was a warm welcome for Newcastle's new signings, no less than Bruno Guimaraes in particular, getting his own war flags banner as well. And before kickoff, I guess it wasn't a surprise because Eddie Howe hinted that in his press conference that he may not start Bruno. But at the time, without the benefit of hindsight, Miles, did you feel that was the right decision to leave him out of the team?
Yeah, as you said, I think having sat through Eddie House press conference the day before, you knew the way the wind was blowing in terms of him starting or not starting. He's spoken about this period of adjustment. I thought he would get 20 minutes, maybe more, maybe even half an hour, and that would set him up for a start on Sunday against Aston Villa. As it was, he just got a handful of minutes, really, right at the end. We heard his name chanted throughout the game. When he was warming up, there was the banner. He only got a few minutes on the pitch, and at the time I didn't see too many of his touches as I was kind of, my head was buried in my laptop, but that will have done him a lot of good. But in terms of Sunday now, you would imagine, going on what Eddie Howe said after last night's game, he will again be on the bench. He talked about players having to earn their chance, not changing a winning team. He was referring to the Leeds game when he was very happy with his midfield there. So we'll have to see, but you would point to another appearance on the bench.
Yeah, and I think Joe Willock, who kept his place, I guess, in Bruno's place, was excellent on the night, and probably his best performance of the season. And even when Bruno did get on the pitch, like you say, it's hard to judge based on 3-4 minutes of stoppage time, but still able to make an impact, put in a good tackle, a clever back heel, which got the strawberry corner cheering, and then a nice pass through down St. Maximin. And I guess you could probably go through every player for Newcastle last night. It was one of those performances where everyone put in a shift, but I guess a special mention to Kieran Trippier, who scored his first goal for the club, a stunning 30-yard free kick into the bottom right-hand corner to secure the 3 points. Miles, what did you make of his performance, if you can put it into words?
Well, when did we last have a genuinely world-class player playing for this club? Because I think Kieran Trippier is in that bracket, and that... that's shown on the pitch and the handful of appearances he's made, is in terms of what he does on the ball, what he does off the ball, his positioning, his delivery, his set pieces. He uses class, and just as importantly, there's the leadership he's brought kind of on and off the pitch. We can imagine what an influence he's in the dressing room, on the training pitch, and they're out there on the pitch too. Obviously, the worry is the injury which forced him off late in the game. We'll have to see how he is ahead of Aston Villa. It was a calf issue, according to Eddie Howe. But he's so important to this team at both ends of the pitch. And that's such a complete player. And I don't think we've seen too many like him in the last few decades.
No, absolutely not. Certainly not off the top of my head. And one player who did give credit to Kieran Trippier was Ryan Fraser, who netted his first goal for the club as well. He said he was just a monster in the dressing room, really an influential player. And Ryan Fraser is one who's had a tough time since joining from Bournemouth as a free agent back in the summer of 2020. But last couple of months, he's cemented his place in the side and really started to find his feet, getting on the score sheet for the first time, being a constant threat. And Miles, what do you think that's down to, the sort of renaissance of Ryan Fraser at Newcastle?
Well, I think the concern with me with Ryan Fraser, he's a player I've always liked. He's played well for Bournemouth against us. He's quick. He's got that drive. He can score goals. He can create goals. But he didn't play football for 6 months, and that was the big issue. He didn't play in Project Restart. So he literally went from from the first lockdown to signing for Newcastle United. He didn't kick a ball in anger, and it shouldn't maybe have surprised us that his first season was punctuated by injuries. He never got into his stride. He'd missed that 6 months. And I think that was the big factor in terms of the start he had at this club. Obviously, when Eddie Howe came in, he was quick to stress there was no issues between them over that decision not to sign a contract extension at Bournemouth to play in the Project Restart summer. He's earned his place in the team, and I thought he's done very well. It was good to see him get the goal. He's certainly a character kind of on and off the pitch, let's hope we see a lot more from him.
Yeah, good performance from him, and another good performance from Jamal Lascelles as well. He's a player who's come under plenty of criticism this season. I think some of it, maybe not all of it, has been justified, but difficult to fault him the last couple of games. Even after the setback of the own goal last night, he responded brilliantly, won pretty much everything in the air. And I remember that tackle down by to the left of us on Andros Townsend towards the end just got the fans sort of cheering, riled up, brilliant to see. And Miles, you've just done a piece on this exact thing today, Jamal Lascelles' performance, what Eddie Howe makes of him. What have you made of his sort of improving form over the past couple of games?
Well, it's obviously not been easy for him or the team this season. There's been some difficult moments in particular for him. And last night there was a difficult moment when it couldn't do much about it, but the ball went in on him, second own goal this season. But his reaction, forced the equaliser, was great. That would have done him the world of good. Such an important moment in that game. This team hasn't come from behind, as you've as you said, for a long time. But that equaliser coming so quickly was so important. Eddie Howe was asked about the captaincy. You know, after the Leeds game, Alan Shearer on Match of the Day said Kieran Trippier is a future captain, and maybe that's true. He certainly got everything you'd need from a captain. But Eddie Howe was quick when he came in to back Jamal Lascelles, as you'd expect. Really, he didn't want to upset one of the big influences in that dressing room so soon. But he's obviously seen enough about him on and off the pitch, in the dressing room, on the training pitch, and in games to convince him that he's going to be an important player going forward. Obviously, there's the little bit more competition. You wouldn't imagine Dan Burn's going to be on the bench for long. Is he going to come in for Lascelles, or is he going to come in for Cher? So there's decisions to make from there. But I think Rafa Benitez got the best out of Lascelles. He was linked with some top clubs during his time at the club. And obviously the work he's done on the training pitch with Howe has helped. The other interesting thing Howe said when I asked him about Lascelles last night was the extra leadership's helped. He's looked for leaders in January. We've mentioned Trippier, but some of the other players as well. They've got good mentality, good leadership, and they've eased that burden. It's not all on Lascelles' shoulders to police that dressing room, to police things on the pitch, and that's important. Maybe that's helping him as well. But certainly a positive performance from him.
Yeah, and the captain's armband, I guess, can be symbolic at times. It's really benefited Newcastle to have, like you say, Kieran Trippier, leaders throughout the squad, and we've seen in the results on the pitch the last couple of games now, on that last four games even, 8 points out of a possible 12. And for Eddie Howe, after one win in his first 10 games, it was looking, there'd been improvement in terms of the performances, but the results weren't really happening for Newcastle. But Eddie Howe, to his credit, has stuck to his guns. He's getting the best out of players like Ryan Fraser, Joe Linton, and now they're out the relegation zone. Given there's still quite a long way to go in this season, but how much credit does Eddie Howe deserve for the job he's done so far and where Newcastle are?
Well, he does deserve credit. I think he will be the first person to say that the credit should go to the players. But he's brought everyone together, and the fans have gotten bored. They're behind him. That this unity there now, which wasn't there a few months ago. You know, it was awful. It can't have been easy playing at St James's Park when, given the atmosphere and the antipathy felt towards Steve Bruce. But in Eddie Howe, they've got a young manager with fresh ideas, with a clear idea of what he wants his players to do, the way he wants them to play, and where he wants this club to go. The players are bought into those ideas, and you can see the progress on the pitch. We were seeing improvements in games in a lot of metrics, and obviously off the pitch improvements, that there was the positivity there. But the one thing that was important was results, and we weren't getting those in terms of wins. Now the team's starting to win games. Let's hope they've really turned the corner and can get a few more in the coming weeks.
Yeah, you certainly hope so. Next up is Aston Villa on Sunday. Another big game. Newcastle looking to make it, well, three wins in a row, which is unheard of if you were looking even just a couple of months ago when Newcastle was still searching for the first win. And one player that will be without Kieran Trippier is touch and go, but one player they'll definitely be without is Matt Target, who had a very solid debut against Everton. He's obviously on loan from Aston Villa, can't play on Saturday, but he put in a very good shift, allowed Alan Saint-Maximin to sort of flourish in front of him. But Miles, what did you make of Matt Target, and who would you start at left back this Sunday in his place?
Well, I think he set the tone quite early on. He put two or three strong challenges in, really committed challenges. An important phase of the game, really, where the two, in those early stages. And again, Eddie Howe, after the game, he said the biggest compliment he could pay to him, that he looked like he'd been part of that back four for a number of years. And that was the case. He slotted in very quickly. it was a very steady, comfortable performance. We're not going to expect Matt Target to do what Kieran Trippier on the other flank does in the opposition half, but he should be, you know, a very sound defensive addition. In terms of Villa, you would imagine Manquillo is the obvious choice, and that's certainly who I would pick.
Yeah, and Dan Byrne could potentially come into the side for his debut as well. He's another one, and like you say, Manquillo on the left side impressed off the bench against Leeds. But with the likes of Matt Ritchie and Paul Dummett out injured, given the fact that since the last podcast we've now got the news that Jamal Lewis has been dropped from the squad, does that make it that decision more bizarre given the injury situation, or do you still understand?
I think it is a little bizarre. You've got Matt Ritchie's got what's termed as a longer term injury. We don't know if that's weeks or potentially months. Paul Dummett, who's made, you know, one start this season. He's injured since Leeds, so that's two left backs. Although we know Richie's more naturally a wing back or a winger, but they're included in the squad, and Jamal Lewis isn't. Of course, Eddie Howe said before the game that Jamal Lewis has got a long standing groin problem, and that needs some attention. He's getting some treatment for that. But yeah, it does seem a little odd that those two have made the squad, even though they're not available. And Jamal Lewis, who's, you know, probably closer to being available than them, is not in the squad. So yeah, a lot of left backs, but not too many are actually available. Of course, yeah, Burns the other option for Villa. It's a position he's done very well in for Brighton.
Yeah. And one downside to a very positive evening for Newcastle, while we're still on the sort of injury side of things, Kieran Trippier, like you touched on before, did go off injured. Even Joe Willock as well looked to be walking a bit gingerly as he came off, and the likes of Ryan Fraser, Joe Linton took knocks during the game. How do you see the injury situation, and do you expect Kieran Trippier to still be in contention for Sunday, or is it too early to tell?
Well, there's been a few times in the handful of games that Trippier has played so far where he's had a heavy challenge, and I've been kind of wincing every time someone goes in to challenge him, because he's so important to this team now. But he's managed to shake off knocks in the games, and I think last night he played on for a excuse me, he played on for a period after suffering that injury. Eventually signaled to come off. It was injury time, really. He's a tough player. Let's hope he's fit. But I think the more important thing, if there's any doubts, he'll have to sit this one out. But let's hope he is fit.
Yeah, it'd be a big shame after such a good performance on Tuesday night. But hopefully Newcastle can carry on the momentum against Aston Villa at St James's Park on Sunday. We'll have all the coverage over at the Shields Gazette. And Miles, is back-to-back wins for Newcastle, like you say, out the relegation zone. Positivity has been there pretty much since the takeover, but it's continually building at the moment after the transfer window. Does it feel like Newcastle have turned a corner, or at least in the process of turning a corner?
I would say that they're hopefully turning a corner. Given the games in hand, some other teams have got at the bottom. It's still not a comfortable position. Mm. Sunday's a tough game. I kind of came into this run of two home games thinking 4 points would be the minimum you'd need to take, and they've got three. Let's hope they can take six. But this is a tough game on Sunday. Let's hope Trippier is fit. I would say turn in a corner rather than turned a corner, and yeah. I would imagine how would be of the same mindset. There's a lot of tough games up and coming, many of them, you know, away from home. So but let's hope for a result on Sunday, which would really set them up ahead of some away games.
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully by the next time we're on the podcast, the table is looking as kind as it is right now with Newcastle sitting outside of the relegation zone. But I guess in the meantime, you can follow all the latest Newcastle United news over on the Shields Gazette website and by following either Miles Starforth or myself, Domsky, on Twitter. You can also subscribe to the Shields Gazette for unlimited ad-like access to all of our Newcastle United coverage. Just head over to shieldsgazette.com/subscriptions for more information on that. But for now, Miles, it's been a pleasure as always. And thank you for everyone for listening. And we hope you can join us next time on the Mouth of the Time podcast.